The state cited Duke for allowing stormwater from 6 coal plants to run into rivers and lakes without permits. That was on March 3rd, 1 month after a broken stormwater pipe funneled at least 30,000 tons of coal ash into the Dan River. State environmental officials said they were cracking down and requiring permits to increase oversight. But Duke spokesman Tom Williams says his company's been trying to get permits at 4 of the 6 plants for years.
We actually had submitted stormwater permit applications with the state, had extensive discussions with the state around those permits, and were waiting action on the state.
And Williams says permits at the other 2 plants already address stormwater. Regulators have taken a harder line against Duke since the spill and a federal investigation into their relationship with the utility. Last week, the state killed a settlement it had proposed over how the company stores coal ash. Williams says Duke will also dispute another state accusation that it illegally dumped more than 61 million gallons of water from coal ash ponds at its Cape Fear plant into a tributary of the river. He says regulators authorized it. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.